We had our big circle and workshop, which took place last week for 2 days, where we're going through issues of violence with all other departments, including the annual report, in order to capture the issues of violence. And as we actually made that commitment last week, that we are going to proceed today to actually look into the report out of a sanitary review recommendation workshop, so that we can be able to integrate any other aspect and ensure that at the end of the day, the report that we submit is the report that I want to welcome everyone, and I just want to quickly go through the agenda. With all the committee's consideration of the BRR, the Bilateral Review Recommendation Report, formulation of the recommendation and adoption of the budget and recommendation report. So that's how is our plan on the agenda. And we did prepare and suggested that the agenda should be as follows. We thought that the first item, we will do a comparative analysis of the BRR report of the 2010 versus the 2011. And we suggested that the researcher would actually assist us in that. And part of why we're doing this is just to show that there was a process that happened last week, so that we don't lose our own rights that we want to see, and make sure that we're able to compare and see once we're moving forward what logic, what rationale is contained within the report. The second item, we said it will be deliberation on the report by the committee. And the third item will be the adoption of the report by the committee. I would like members to just consider that we have a time allocation constraint in terms of Parliament requirements on this report. And of course, some of the issues we might all think that they're very tight and so on and so on, but we have done all what we could. Part of why we also put adoption, it will be within the interest of the committee to adopt the report timely, because we're only left with 2 days. On Friday, all the reports are expected to have gone through. We will actually be quite flexible in terms of allowing the session to be a working session, so that if there are anything that we need to take on board that are critical, we're able to take them on board and not, stereotypically just think of adoption. But we are able to also, just like, when they talk about submission of annual reports by the department, they have to be submitted in a particular date, there shouldn't be any deadline that's passed and so on. The same with the BRR process in Parliament, it does have some timeline. And therefore that puts us a bit under constraint. Possibly those are some of the things we can discuss in future, the flexibility and how open we can do, but depending on the outcome of what we have contained in the report. But we don't want, those are public statements and administration, we need to have broader thinking in terms of these issues rather than stereotype compliance issues. And therefore, I'm sure we will engage in some of the approaches, some of the principles, and some of the what we want to initiate within the system. And we'd like to really thank you that we are creating and we're able to discuss this process of work. This is one of the reports that we require a quorum, unlike the rest of our staff. Can be done, it can be discussion. Okay, so in the light of all that, I think maybe like we normally do, at the end of the session, we will be able to discuss our fourth term session, our fourth term program that we have aligned. What are the issues that we have identified as critical? What are the things that we couldn't do, that we wanted to do? And therefore, we're remaining with that a fourth term, and we, how best can we work on that? And it is important for us to move along with that journey in terms of the approach. Okay. So, having done those comments, honorable members, I will request Louis Biela, the researcher, to take us through the meeting that is prepared and is before all of us, in order to engage with Mr. Biela.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good day, honorable members. Let me start off by saying that my presentation is only obstructing the observation of the committee. I don't think it will be strategic for us as the Chairperson has stated in terms of time constraints to read the whole report, seek other things, maybe time will come for that. But suffice to say, I will only concentrate on the observation of the committee and the committee. That's what the committee, this meeting is about. So, as the Chairperson also says, I should make a comparison between what happened last year and this year. So, I lost my copy because I had made notes on it to say this was a 10-11 recommendation. Still, it's a 11-12 recommendation. It's among the copies that are around here, but I'll remember because I wrote it at school, but I will know what was last year. Let me start from slide 2. The entity of the public service and administration sector has presented their first and second quarter expenditure report on the 4th of October 2011. And then the committee observations are as follows. The committee observed that the department and this entity had promptly appeared before the committee were never required to do so, notwithstanding the fact that at times the information must be shoddy and insufficient. Because the following committee will continue to make for us when issues are finalized. This was a recommendation, I mean, it was an observation for last year, and I believe it still is for this year. And the following needs to be highlighted. The portfolio committee encourages continuous efforts aimed at ensuring service delivery of quality and at granting access to services for communities in far-flung rural areas. The committee believes that to solve service standards should be extended to areas where they are non-existent. These standards should also be well received and meant by competent personnel. That was it. An observation for last year and for this year. As the Chairperson pointed out, that the committee went to the Tusong Center in Bloom, as we did the last time when we went to the Northern Cape and Kaohsiung. We still observed a similar trend in terms of progress in Tusong Center. The portfolio committee notes that the vetting process remains a challenge, especially for officials recruited in supply chain management. This works against the will to preempt and prevent corruption in the public sector. That observation also was last year and still this year. So if the members remember at the committee, the presentation by the Auditor General and what is also on the report that I prepared, that there were issues of concern from the Auditor General concerning the governance and all this process. So it was a long list from the annual report and from the Auditor General. So still, the Portfolio Committee realizes that the executive has not been vigilant in ensuring that senior management has signed performance agreement on time for a proper evaluation and accountability. The members will still remember that this issue is still continuing. The department came, I think, a few weeks ago to present, and, I mean, the PSC to present on this, and there are still challenges. In terms of, though there is a slight improvement, but there are still challenges. So the observation is that the Portfolio Committee wishes to highlight that turnaround time in the filling of vacancies has relatively improved, but the ideal state has not been realized. If members also will remember very well, this was the issue last year. We had a vacancy rate presentation, and if you look carefully into the annual report of the department of the entity, you realize that there was a section where they talked about the vacancy rate, there were still challenges, but the percentages, though they are slightly going up, but they are still challenging. Because these are positions, most of them are strategic positions where people are acting. In some, there's nobody acting, the position is still vacant, and those are senior levels in our case, from the middle management to senior management. Portfolio Committee wishes to highlight that the field to implement the job access strategic framework has not been efficiently carried through to ensure that women and people with disabilities have access to employment in the public service, and that these vulnerable groups promoted to senior management positions so that they are competitive. Senior rights are still but of that last year, it still is okay. The Portfolio Committee notes that the Auditor General's report has so many reservations concerning governance issues. The committee would like to see these challenges promptly addressed before they become endemic. As I've already said, there was a long list from the Auditor General, especially at CPSA, concerning CPSA, governance issues, you know, nobody having proper accountability. So, the Director General is asking, so you can't help hold him accountable as much, but he is not going to act. So that's the challenge. The Portfolio Committee also knows that the spending trends are not painting a good picture, and this will impact the delivery and its quality. If the members know and realize the first quarter and the second quarter, there's still much to spend, and I hope the members remember also when at the workshop that there was a 49% spend the other on NDT, from the NDT regarding the expenditure. So now we left about how many months now, up to March, it's a few months, but still the big chunk of the budget has not been spent. Because the program will be appreciated. Then we come to recommendations. Some which may stem from also the observation. Continuous efforts should be made to ensure service delivery of funds and to grant access to services for communities in substantial. This is the same as we observe. Now, it's a recommendation. stick into a recommendation, but that's the issue that the chairperson herself raised when we were at the workshop concerning the visit to Mangaung. So the issue was, where are these then? Where is this connectivity? Where is this good state of affairs that is being reported? Because the committee went there and they did not see what they were told that was the issue. And the vetting process should be improved, and the visit was especially for official processes with supply chain. Concerning the performance agreement, the executive should be vigilant to ensure that senior management services sign performance agreement on time for proper evaluation and accountability. Turnaround time in senior management is must be improved. It still carries on. And also that one on the job access certificate, which is about the vulnerable group, which is still not being addressed. But we still have 2% when the target is that it should be 50% SMS for people with disabilities and also women in senior positions. Well, there is a slight improvement in senior management in the SMS, but women are being assigned to somewhere 50% or something, and then but the disability is still a challenge.
Yes. Chairperson, is the disability, people with disability, isn't it 2%?
2%.
Yes, not 50%.
No, 50 is
it's women.
The portfolio committee recommends that all of the issues that are supposed to be addressed by NCC in the financial year under review should indeed be addressed, and the current programs and methods in the 2011-12 financial year should continue to receive due attention. So this concerns the understanding of the budget, because the program will be affected if we understand. I mean, the spending is slow. And then the portfolio, this is the new one now. This is an 11-12 recommendation. The portfolio committee is of the view that the position of the Director General should be filled immediately so that governance issues as outlined in the Director General's report are speedily resolved. The portfolio committee recommends, this is the new one, recommend that the suspension guidelines should effectively be used and that all government institutions should be made aware of it in order to minimize the gap between suspension period and finalization of an alleged conduct. I hope the members will remember that. Regarding suspensions and people still receiving pay some over a year, I'm not talking now about the PTSA aside, like the public service, because this is the capacity. So people would be on suspension, still receive their pay while sitting at home. But now the department has reported that they have come up with a suspension guidelines to regulate the suspension processes, how they should be speeded up, the timelines and targets. So if this document is there but it's not used and it's not circulated to other departments, then it is difficult. Because people will still continue being under suspension and getting paid. So that's a new recommendation. Connectivity to Tusong service centers should be given urgent attention in order to accelerate service delivery and access to government services. And then this is another new recommendation. The payroll cleanup process has taken too long. This matter should be speeded up in order to have an effective information management system. Because the members will remember that they said, the panel said, they are introducing the key IFMS, but now that could not be populated because the gem is in the Tesla system. So in order to have the proper IFMS, first the Tesla system must be correct and be updated so that everything can be migrated to the IFMS. So before the Tesla cleaning process is over, then the IFMS cannot effectively take effect. That's what the thing. So that's a new recommendation. This is another new recommendation. The department must work vigorously towards the attainment of a multi-year wage agreement in order to avoid prolonged industrial action. The members would remember that when we went to PSCDC, there was this problem about bargaining and the process was still on. The confusion and the conflict was still picking up. And then, because the department was pushing, or the government was pushing for a multi-year wage agreement, but they couldn't succeed in doing that. They just finalized it in August, last month. So, but it was not what they had targeted to achieve, a multi-year wage agreement. It was only a single-year agreement. So still the objective was not met. It was only just to dress the wound for the time being, but it was still faster on that. We still prolong the industrial action in next year, because there is no multi-year wage agreement. So that's the recommendation we are putting up. So that they should aim for it. Then, in light of all these, if this could be at work, then, but though I'm not saying we should hold the process of approving the budget to run from, but this is what the portfolio committee is. In light of this, the above, the portfolio committee recommends the medium-term review of the department and this entity subject to the spending of the service for the program for which the fund has been allocated. And then the conclusion. The portfolio committee is of the view that some goals and objectives might not be met given the weight of spending in the department. However, the committee is satisfied that most of the goals and objectives of the department are still work in progress. The portfolio committee believes that given the pace of implementation of fund programs, value for money may not be together. Yeah. The portfolio committee concludes that in terms of available information and efforts made by the entities to address outstanding matters, budgetary review should be supported to execute the entities mandated program. And I would venture to say that Honorable Hill Lewis sent some recommendations, but I'll leave it to the members to discuss it before we can populate it into the final.
Okay,
Mr.
Thank you very much. I think I want to recall that now we are also opening up, if Constance
Thank you, Chair. Just at the start, the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration has the following entities reporting to it. The CPSI has been left out. We must include that, because CPSI do account to us. I did a written question to the minister recently, and he answered me that they do account to us. So maybe we must just include the CPSI.
Maybe let's start with the transfer method of the PSI. I want members to recall that normally, you know, I'm keeping entities that have kind of evidence after we don't need to tell them, you know, in the last week or so, under the PSI. We know PSI does not come through under the conversation, but I did tell them what to account for. It is a PSI now that we have put under pressure for the PSI. We did call them. But remember the rules are not that they account directly. We are an institution that Honorable Fund Service actually I had it also noted on my own. We cannot, if it doesn't exist like Palam, like or it isn't an entity, of course, which was established Parliament, but it's an entity that is doing it, and therefore if the department is part of accounting for the rental system. Possibly what you can say, and what the discussion we can all agree with it. Possibly what you can say is that we need to get a reflection of the figures that are transferred to the system and how much they are implemented. Why I also mentioned the CFR is because there is some federal regulation to ask Parliament about the CFR. We went for an oversight meeting and we realized that the entity, we are not here, how is it now currently appearing? And those of the issues that came out from our oversight were not mentioned or seemed to be asked to them, but the minister had to respond to us. And therefore, we still have public savings and the Department of Public Safety and Administration having to come back and tell us what the entity that was established by the Parliament to tell us what is it we want to fall between section 21 and in, you know, as we listen to them when they're elaborating the completely unclear, and you can see there are some frustrations. We did give them a task to work on that and come back and report to us, and therefore I'm sure it would have been good if we had already done that task. But those are some of the tasks that are awaiting unfinished. We attempted to try to work on it, but we couldn't finish it. It was unfortunately on the oversight visit, the minister was not part of it. It could have been easier. The minister was there and we could have cleared that matter as a result. But I'm sure when Mr. Jela was identifying those institutions, it's based on the logic of why we are in this. Along the same way as all the other parties. But just to indicate that you said there are issues that are outstanding that you identified also from the Miller's report. That those issues that are outstanding have the implications on the work of the committee. And here you know that I didn't stop. And therefore, it's one of the issues that I think. I don't know if someone has issues to make on that aspect. One of them is a mess.
I think we have welcomed the point that was raised by Honourable Pascal. But I think if maybe she has raised a question with the minister responded to her. But now, as the Portfolio Committee, I think more information is required, as we are indicating, the area that I just mentioned, that we must get clarity in terms of where does it come. In order when we make it part of the public entity of the DPSA, we know that there's clarity on that. Because I remember even the workshop, you did raise the
question around Cynthia and I. In the workshop, whereas it was not there to give a report of what it has been done. So I think let's welcome that, but then there must be that process before we include it as one of the public.
Okay. Yeah. I think on that matter, I don't know if there's any other matter. Thank you, Madam President. Any other issue, honorable members?
Chairperson, I've just got a question on the actual document. On page 7 of the document, 4.1.5, it says Program 5 was allocated a total amount of 181.9 million and spent 188.728 million, or 99.8%. But it's not 99.8% because it's more than 100%.
Yes.
And also on 4.1.6, Program 6, it says that it was allocated an amount of 171.7 million and managed to spend 181.5 million, or 94.5%. But again, this is more than 100% spend. So I just want to know where these figures came from and who made such a big mistake.
Not underspend, overspend.
Overspend, yeah. Big overspend.
Honourable members, we get the information of Section 32 report from National Treasury, and I got that information from the people from National Treasury. But Honourable Williams made this matter earlier, and I have since corrected the mistake that we have done there in terms of the figure. So the figures are corrected. I looked at the, I've got new documents. It's not that I did not want to distribute the documents while members are supporting the other documents. So I did not show you. I will explain how it came about.
You want to do that now?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Well, let me explain, honorable members, what happened. This is the this section that you are filling now. It's the fourth quarter of last year, 2010-11. So the secretary felt that we should include it because I spoke to him about it, and I said if he is comfortable with it, then we can still flag it. But it's not the figures for this year. So the figures for this year are on 4.3, on page 8, where we're talking about the 2011-2012. That is the first quarter of and some part of the second quarter of this year, which is about this B2PR. This was for 2010-11. So we may have to take it out if the feeling of the members, it doesn't serve any purpose, but we agreed that we may have to include it. But yeah.
Just for clarity,
yes, because I'm not putting him down because he did a job, but he changed the figure from the 2010-11 for the fourth quarter, because at that time the analysis for the B2PR was for for the first and second quarter as we normally do. But then when he had the latest figures about the fourth quarter, he included it now with the changing the numbers because they have changed. That is the adjusted figures. Because they give the treasury gives the figures during the beginning of the year in February, and then those figures will be changed during the midterm expenditure framework and that process. Then you have an adjustment. So, because I went to the people who deal with budget in my unit as well, but they said no, that's for the fourth quarter. It was my understanding. So then what Mr. Malema did was to include the latest figures, which is not wrong. I want to say that it's not wrong, but it's only that it was for the last quarter of last year, fourth quarter of last year, which was an adjusted now, not the 690 million that we need. So.
Okay. I think the continuing on this aspect is that when we plan the business for us, we actually invite the national players.
Mm.
And therefore, if maybe we're part of those concerns, some of that pressure that we have, this issue could have been sort of associated. I think it's part of one major issue that an issue that we need to raise, you know, even that we invite the national players. I appreciate that truth is saying because we use other things and treasure. But I don't think we should have wanted that. It could have been best as being part of the program to plan as required and then to discuss part that actually suggested. I think that's a major issue for us. Not to have been changed. And therefore we need to then some sample or you know, try to drag whatever the national treasure and what else we need to the contribution to the workshop and their level of contribution.
Just for the with the report that we're going to adopt today, or tomorrow, whenever this week. We need to have the document looking good because we can't explain to everybody how the figures are. You know, because we're going to take it to Parliament, and if the figures look a bit dodgy, then I'll say, what is this committee doing? Do they adopt anything? We can't keep explaining over and over that we've got different figures. So the figures that we put into the report that we take to Parliament should be, look at this, you know, correct. Because
yeah,
these figures don't look correct.
Yeah, if you get a statement, I mean, the one that
The ones that I've just raised the question on.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But what those ones? Yes. This one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I've got it up there. What I'm saying is, it mustn't be very complicated at all.
It's not right,
yeah,
isn't it?
Can we
then
focus on the data that we so that once we argue, say,
yes, I was on that point, but I think at the same time in the amended version, when you look at the allocation, what was the allocation, and what has been spent now. Because really, earlier at the point that Honorable Williams was raising, he was correct. Because for me, it was like it's a vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the last figure was supposed to be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a matter of process in order to deal with the fear that Comrade Williams might have. Oh, Honorable. my help is to for what the second time, and they made with us to say if it means if you have eyes, to really get clarification as to what is it that we are reviewing and recommending as the voting on. Is it the budget that was presented in February and there were then the committee itself spoke after the allocation by the Minister of Finance, because the Minister of Finance does that on February this year, and then there will be budget vote debate by the department on the basis of the budget that has been presented by the Finance Minister. And then now, are we then reviewing what has been presented in February and we spoke to after that presentation, or what? Because I'm not saying there must be debate between the researcher and the committee secretary, but I think there must be a clear clarity on that one. Because it is spoke to researchers that are dealing with budget in his section, in the research unit. Okay? I'm not saying that you must not look at that. But I think at the same time, the committee secretary must also speak to the budget office and say, how do we consult this figure? In order for the figure to correct, because this is going to be submitted, and then next week, the finance minister will say we have a mid-term review. So that obviously will be informed by the committees that are going to report on. So my point is, fine, let's take both what the researcher is saying, but at the same time, let the committee session be certain in terms of the figures. But I know that they have been corrected, I agree, because the percentages in the old documents really were not reflecting what it is supposed to be. But now, because you see what has been said, and my view is that on this program 5, this 189.137 million rand is what has been allocated for program 5 in terms of the budget that was presented in February. So I just wanted to raise that and share with this one.
Yeah, honorable, thank you for raising those points. Let's hope it's not going to create some confusion, because we're working based on this that, oh no, Panama doesn't understand why, in terms of what to Guantanamo and the amount of money, you know, and also they will be disbanded in the budget when kind of this was given. Part of it is just to give the leverage that is done for things. And everyone, it gave us that latitude just now to see what it is that we can do. In fact, if this process of going to problem, the department was supposed to even notice us. Because of the areas where they demand but of course they, if you look at their budget, they're in a big chunk now at this time. So they were supposed to know the art, they were supposed to, but unfortunately they hardly recognize the significant work. Romanian and Oxford, we don't even have the minister participating, let's say, when they participate, we don't even really feel them that they're taking quite significant. It was going to benefit. And also only if what we recommend parents take is serious, which also now, if it happens. And that was one area that we really have seen that the teachers are quite intensive. You know, but one thing we also propose, we are working with them. You know, what are the areas, what are the difficulties, where we want them to improve. And it should be easier for them to say, now, this one is not one this one, and we know that people take this way, but now we want it this way. And motivate it, you know, it would be really much easier. But now we can see facilitated by us from our side in terms of what we should correct, because annual report already there, it helps us to see where we can get certain of the cut. I don't think it's a bad process, but we are still saying what is the thing. You think that's better than the thing, how can it be slightly? And I think ourselves is probably different, unfortunately, more than just saying this is the we also need to have a way of advising them to talk to them that on things that we think that are not really too much. So that's why the biggest issue we have to do is a real appreciation of conversation by members. But there were some hands that were up. No, sometimes
we have some hands that were up. Thank you, Chair. I refer to pages 3 and 4 of the renewal. The presentation, the report itself. Yeah. The strategic priorities and the measurable objectives of the department are exactly the same. Why is it necessary to include both of them? Would it not be better on the section of measurable objectives that we should include specific outcomes the department wishes to achieve. For example, the first one there on page 4, delivering a quality service and access. What percentage increase in access are they aiming to achieve? Would it not be better to include specific outcomes? And is it really necessary to include both the specific, the strategic priorities and the measurable objectives of the department in the report if they are exactly the same?
Okay.
It's just a question, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But also, it's because of the policy
by one of the we both worked at it.
Okay.
So
it's already before us.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a big thing. Yeah, because he actually, we thought the team was just not allowed.
Yeah.
We knew it was also there. We wouldn't even be able to discuss it from your point. But we actually said maybe let's take it from board. But if that's the case, and let's talk about it. The fact that I think the very first thing when we did an institution, I looked at them as well. I thought that how we should work, maybe we should also harness that outcome of which the government is going to to what you do that can be managed. Well, we said that the overall priorities of the country we are fighting and has been ending. Then we then flow into the outcomes of the development. I know we kept that in some of your analysis in terms of the report. But I think it should be a natural flow because that's how we're working now. You know, it's actually to advance the issues such a label, global consulting. We talk 5 priorities, that's what the country is. And then we move into the outcome number 12. And therefore, we can see how they link, they are literally linked to the outcome number 12. And I can see that they are still serving, that's how you can see the outcome. They are also linked to those. I'm I'm sure they are also just lessons in that approach of the actual outcome. You know, that's how we're overthinking it, okay, that is already content itself in terms of the outcome.
Yeah.
And therefore we want to flow according to what is then blend. And therefore one wants to assess them. And it's not complete, it's not seeking this out, but so it can be properly within that. Unless if they want a different opinion on this matter, but that's how we should flow. They are objective. Then there is an outcome and an issue that we then can have on the issue. Of course, the issue of repeating is not a major issue. The major issue is that here we can set the correct specification in terms of okay. Part of this, I think, John Bush has the feedback in terms of how they have been functioning themselves and looking at themselves in terms of the overall of the
organization.
Yeah, but they're lean on the way.
Yeah, we are moving towards an outcome-based approach.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Thank you, Ms. Chancellor. The bad thing about us, as Richard researchers analyzing the document, is that we cannot take things outside of what they are saying. This is what we are doing. I checked their strategic objectives in the annual report, and then if you go to the strategic plan 2010-14, it's the same thing again that is there. That's the tweaking of outcomes, which is correct, but there is no difference between a measurable objective and the strategic priorities. So if I should invent them, then I might be accused to say this is not our document, but I'm working on what they are saying. They are reporting to the committee. I can only question things through members. I cannot question them on my own. I can only write questions. Then if they are not waived, then I will just continue with what they are. So that's the dilemma here. I couldn't get anything different from the strategic priorities and my idea.
Yeah, okay, maybe what you can say, you can find that you can tell about whatever it's saying, but you are actually saying, we're emphasizing that we are overseeing a government that is a long area of outcome based, and therefore we want to flow. It's good that we have this information, but we like to put it here away that. We can have that, but it should be linked with them. We start with five services, and they do not identify by government. We flow into their overall outcome. If you remember that outcome, when they talk about what the minister has committed himself to deliver to the president, that was the outcome. Those things fall right to within there. And then what will be there for a flow from this, we can capture those data, but let's then have that solution. What to do is that we are not aware what it is that we are overseeing. We also need to show that we are aware what it is that we are overseeing. A government that has started with that in terms of outcome-based, and therefore we know what it is that we want to do. Those things fall back, they're not off, they're within that, but that factor is properly so that we don't need to capture those aspects. We can flow them underneath those other areas, but let's also try to avoid repetition rather than being preventive healthcare in general, not just in Europe, but health outline, whatever. But let's look at the best way of sort of coming to what we're doing. Let's just consider this difficult and important, and then in the life of that we might need to do. But if we can be able to take his name for a new rule, we can do that. I would suggest that from my side.
Yes, Captain. I agree. We can call it this measurable objective. We can say specific outcome.
We can call them?
Specific
outcome. Yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. I don't know if one of those can remember what happened, so we think of it for both
of you. You have covered me to say that
the oversight role that is our responsibility at the same time is not outside the five families of government. Remember when Peter Ibn was making a presentation in the workshop, he said they are there to implement the government program of action from 2009 to 2014, even if they were talking as three times. But at the same time, I mean, that program of government, in my view, is the 5,000 provinces that are referring to, which has to be reached. Because a strategic plan, yes, the document that the department put in place, that is, this is their strategic plan, and they're going to come up with their program of action informed by the strategic plan. There's nothing sinister in viewing a strategic plan. Remember, we are reviewing and then there are recommendations that are made. So, the bottom reason is, I think if you can find a way of how to link the past priorities, and I think the wording that the research is coming up with is fine. Do you try once I'm still, can I raise the point?
Yeah, you can.
Before I forget. Because I can still honor the Williams to want me to forget. So, the, I think it's the last page 19. The last bullet. The department must work vigorously towards the attainment of a multi-year wage agreement in order to avoid prolonged industrial action. This is not the comfort me, because a multi-year agreement is not to deny workers any positional rights that they have, because the site is in the constitution. But I think the multi-year agreement, they assist in building industrial relationships between government, where we are, and the public sector. So I'm just worried with this prolonged industrial action. For me, it can't be an objective that we want to achieve in encouraging that there must be a multi-year agreement, that we don't want to prolong industrial action. As if 2 days industrial action per month is fine,
No. We're actually disagreeing with the way you describe it. We don't mean it within that context. They mean that the government should have the capability and ability to involve in a way that all partners are happy on the table. It shouldn't be. It's not like we enjoy to see the strike. This is a way that we can make sure that everyone is satisfied with all the fight. Let it be. That's what we're saying.
It will improve the efficiency. It will improve the efficiency of the public service.
Yeah.
Sorry, why don't you just have the saying the department must work vigorously towards the attainment of a multi-year wage agreement.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to say because of we don't want to strike for 6 months. You know, mine. I'm ready to strike today. But if we just full stop right there, then it's, we don't have to explain why.
Yeah.
It's obvious why.
Yeah.
We, you know, everybody knows.
We'd
like
to
avoid the industrial, you know.
Efficient leadership,
we want to be in the same
point.
Mm.
Hear your point. Don't be
emotional. Our point. We're all in together for the first time ever.
Jay, on that point, we feel so strong about the multi-year wage agreement that we would recommend that is in rank order. The very first, we must shift that recommendation to number one instead of putting it last in the
you lost me completely.
It's so important.
They're all important.
That shift that one to page 18, right?
No.
And use the
recording.
No.
Okay.
What exactly are we doing? But I also want to bring the committee away. The manner in which we structure this report is similar to how the report for last year was structured. I don't know if members have still up for the committee, but after the committee. The committee last year, they also looked at the departmental allocation and schooling chart for the 2009 and 2010 allocation. Which is what we have done, what I suggested when we were discussing it with the Yale that maybe even this year also include the applications for the 2010-2011 and at the end of the fourth quarter. So I just wanted to make that point that we followed the same route as what happened.
I think we need to be stronger than that because you can improve one turnaround time and then there's an improvement. We should say must be significantly improved. Because they can improve one or 10 people's turnaround times and then say, there we go, we've made an improvement. Don't complain anymore, portfolio committee. Because improvement can be, you know, anything. Any improvement is an improvement.
Yeah.
But we have to be significantly improved. So the turnaround times in filling of vacancies. If there's 1,000 vacancies and they improve one turnaround time, that's an improvement.
Yeah.
They'll take an improvement. There, we comply with your recommendation. But we have to make it significant.
It's the specific outcomes again. That's what I mentioned just now. Let's make a specific outcome.
Improved by 50%.
Yes.
99%.
Let's go back to the issue of the vacancy. What are the things that came before us here in Parliament? We are doing a turnaround improve. It's not even that. It's more than just this thing. You don't want actually. That's probably what we need to talk about. Not being functional. In a way that actually shows that we need to improve. You know, we definitely need to improve the way of functional. We did well by doing this. Surely this is true. This is not a wrong level if you do.
It's not a follow-up question, it's something else now. It's a new point.
I just finished this one.
Okay.
I don't know how bad, I just don't have a better way. I think we would rather say that there's a person that's a BDIMM issue. We don't want to make it. There's still a conversation to make it. You know, not a story, but the overhanging matter that is thinking about that is simply being a country. Yeah, I think
if
you can
help. Now that's strong. Yeah. See, the reason why I said this, Chip, with all due respect, I thought this has been discussed in your workshop, and you maybe this was the final thing that you had come up with.
No.
I wasn't aware, I thought you had discussed all that you had discussed.
But you did one by this, you did one now.
We're going to leave
it like this. Yes, some. Well done. Okay. So let's put it quite better. We talk about the issue of taxes.
So it means one point guys, because we've got the personal this side and
right.
The vacancies this side. Bullet number, the second bullet before the last one.
Let's interpret.
Yes, it says the personal cleanup process has taken too long.
Yeah.
The matter should be speeded up in order to have an effective information management system.
It's bullet number four.
It's on page 19.
The second
one
before the last one.
Yeah, I think let's interpret.
The two.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we can separate them by saying. The personal cleanup process. No, no, on the personal versus the I am not sure come to conclusion. And then possibly with that process the informed system should clarify the issue of the issue. Should we do it that way? Because now we can't integrate the personal and the IMF into the machinery with the reason about the issue. There is an issue about the system. So we can say the assumption for immune system must certify to our house partners. But the issue of the, okay, maybe we're correct to say a question around the vacancy that we should come to conclusion. A question around the vacancy that we should come to conclusion. But we let them follow in a system that they will see the system. That's not that they integrate that in the next country.
But then, Jefferson, how do we move from the IFMS? Because remember during the workshop, when you we asked questions about the IFMS, they said Treasury is the one who's paying for everything for IFMS.
So what
but my question is, if we are going to put the recommendations here for the Department of Public Service and Administration, and we are not even sure about the budget, because they're going to push it aside like always to say, no, this is the baby of the treasure, it's not ours.
No, that's what I'm saying. That treasure is the only one that's going to be. You know, public safety is a responsibility to ensure that it's working from the so they cannot put themselves at the bank and say something. The issue of vacancy rate affects them directly. So they do have the interest of aid quality. And one of the presentations I'm doing is the FITA. They somehow informed that they have started with a clean country.
It's theta.
Yes.
Theta.
And the future has started. So we have concluded that aspect. And therefore they can't. It's unfortunate. If then they have to be said that it will take, but let the system be correct. But when first I think statistics for government, what comes in for the person that must have read, and the second kind of Tesla, we can't tell the student about Tesla anymore, and we trust that they will understand it now. In the proper system, also what you said in terms of the region. They can, it's a semantic issue, they deal with this, and it's a fundamental issue that they have to do this completely. As to how, who pays, government, we have to oversee them, want to be seen by who pays. And I know that they do have an accountability, and show me that, but it's not a concern.
Sorry, I just want some clarity. So what you're saying is the Treasury is just like a bank. They got the money from the bank, they're going to do the job, basically. And if the Treasury doesn't have real much, even if you put it into this recommendation, Treasury, the department can't say that's not our problem, it's the Treasury's problem. Because it's a recommendation, they're the ones doing the job. I mean, although it might be paid, it's their operation, they're putting that way. So that's why it's going to these recommendations. Because I can understand the point.
Yeah.
The Treasury, I mean, the department might just fold it down and say, yeah, it's the Treasury's problem. You worked at workshop in the old assembly, where Treasury got all funny with us about this. So, I mean, you know.
No. Agreed, but we know that government does have a problem. They've got all these issues about Treasury, it's not one.
We want the thing to work, yes.
You need to assess their previous
I'm not employed in this project. So that they don't tell you the same thing. That goes to the issue of indicators. But if you look at their strategic plan, then you realize that every year they seem to be asking for money for the same thing that they've been asking for. It means there's no progress. So it is about the committee looking much more at the strategic global question about if they are asking for this money, how have they performed? Maybe these things have come up in the past. So you need to pose a strategic question to them to say that how can we motivate that you get extra money when we have raised all these things over a period of time. So you need to, in the recommendation, basically show that they are not repeating themselves and that you are not actually recommending things that they have not done in the past. They must answer to that question that you raised these things last year and you raised them. So in that case, it becomes a strategic issue. What it means for the overall report is that you can actually have a bigger strategic issue to recommend than as a secondary issue you raise this operational issue. But most of these are quite operational in the sense that they are based on the activities that year, not on the global, say for example what the member was raising there. You got an outcome. What can they achieve in terms of this 5-year outcome? You know, what progress have they made in terms of this outcome? So you need to question the issue of outcome and their achievement against the outcome. Then the secondary issue becomes your year on year. So it could be important just for you to think one question, one big question, then it becomes the primary one so that the minister can reflect it. I was looking at the budget last year and to see what did the minister actually reflect as a recommendation from the committee. So it would be useful to also check that so that you don't repeat. But there is a bigger question that you need to ask that. From a global budget perspective and the outcome that is passing to the country. I don't know if you haven't thought about it, you know, at the beginning, before you meet them,
uh-huh.
So it would be part of it.
Okay. I think where we are coming from, we talked about the issue of, you know, we are actually bringing issues that we started to talk about when we don't know. And not to say we're racism, that's a short question. For an example, there's an issue that we talked about, you know, on the truth. We're expecting the government to come and meet on this matter. Put forward, you know, issues that they think we can consider. Something that we think, that we don't see them doing that. That's exactly what we think. That this process could benefit them, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, we definitely just run over. That won't help, you know. And this process could work for them. But you also pose the question, do we get listened? If that's what they do, do we get listened? This is to the recommendation. We do the issue of maybe you shouldn't put over and over the recommendation. But we've got to question ourselves as to do they integrate what to say in the report. I don't know whether you need to do that, but part of what we said is that unfortunately, this publication is that you can't just look into the process, bureaucratically comply and we're supposed to look broader. Exactly what I'm starting to sort of start to talk about, you know, to bring on board. But, you know, look at the period in which Parliament is just a digital approach.
increased by about 50 million rand.
I was just going to question that.
No, no, your paper has that part in the thing, but surely it's part of there. There will be international and they put international, but they got up to peer review, they got a number of other that they have to coordinate. Remember that in fact most department do have an international and that will tell us, you know, what they develop systems, they also have to measure which other countries.
Yeah, but the question of chairperson is it a core function?
It is
a function, but is it a core function?
It is definitely. It's not for really long. We don't even know. Sometimes there was no time or even I did that. But let me tell you that for budget vote. If you can remember well, when they test test issue was international, particularly the six or sometimes they did between when they were trying. And you know, part of what one can say, particularly on the international level, you know, to show that definitely it has to be linked and it can co-find it. Look at how the international, not the Indian, let me talk about the African too, look at the flow into the country. It's interesting that, but the picture is, you know, everybody coming, you know, the flow into the country, into the things to deliver, etc. And therefore, it does require that also the country to address the international aspect. So part of it is there, development of systems in other countries, but also coordination of the farm program. The public service aid, for instance, it's an African diaspora issue, you know, and so on and so on. And therefore it's part of it. And I don't think we can really question that in terms of way and the location and what we have to do. It's been like that ever since the establishment. Ever since the public service was established. You know, and yes, like it grows. You know what? Creates the growth is part of the balance. And I think we have to that the confidence that other countries are starting to have on us as a country is overloading us. The thing that they going to find above our wings.
No, he wants to kill me. Let him start. You forgot that.
I'm
going
to call him.
It's like a
polite
food.
Okay. Chairperson, I'll just like to throw this in. I don't know whether it will survive because you talked about the five key priorities and when we're talking about strategic objectives and whatever. And when Mr. Mugabe came in, he talked of us having something big which we could relate to. Maybe we could get something from the five key priorities to say this is what we'll be following. And together with our outcome 12, is it outcome 12? Then we'll look into that and say our bigger part of the budget, or if we recommend for anything, we would recommend for this because we see ourselves not having been moved in that level. But I don't have anything specific on the first key priorities for now. But I was just thinking
that flow.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we have already suggested. Suggested that there should be flow to the whole discussion and what to solution. The only problem I have on the is that the department didn't really want to be
exactly. I agree with you there.
Thank you, Chairperson. Going on from that point. I mean, surely we could make one of our recommendations as the department and entities to report their progress on the implementation of the five-year plan. The department and entities must report to the portfolio committee, say, for instance, during the first quarter of 2012, what their progress is on implementing the government's five-year plan. And we could, why can't we request that as like a global report? In other words, then, in 2009, government promised South Africa A, B, and C, well, another 5 points. We're halfway through our term, you know, we're moving on to more than halfway through our term. What has the department and the entities done to implement that program?
Yeah. You know what, you're not wrong. The only thing is that
to
do that, you
must
facilitate the implementation of the that's why we evaluate and see whether are they aligned to what we want to achieve as a country. I thought that's what we do.
No, but we do it yearly. You see, what we do is we take our budgets yearly, and then we analyze their actions during that year, like we are now.
Yeah.
We're not making it bigger. we're taking it just as this 1 year, 2011-12. And how often do we reflect back to the 5 year vision that we had? Do you reflect all the time? Are we on track?
I know you are doing. Okay. This is the plan. Definitely not a chemical. It was on strategy. You still work within that 5 years. We should start it with the and then the annual to revise, sometimes things do get altered. We just need to do. Maybe something came bigger. And then we'll talk about doing that.
But when it's the personal system, it's taking time and time and time and time and time and time and time to fix it so that we can deal with the vacancy rate. Now, are we going to wait until year 4.5 before we're ready for government?
No, I don't know how are you going to do that? Because part of it, members just raised here that our plan of our term, you know, what is it? This five-year term, we always identify those issues. It was identified even in the report that there are issues, the gaps within, no, it's not just within the system. Gaps within the system, we identify. We put them on the program, we call them. Once we start to do the committee, whatever it is, it's not too far. It's linked within.
No, I do understand that, but I'm saying like
you don't
said,
wait.
They don't listen to what you say.
Yes.
No, but they.
No, I'm not going to.
You said
that's
that.
Not helping.
Okay. I withdraw, Jeffrey.
No, it's okay. It's kind of fine. You can do it, but let's up this process because that's what we're actually saying now. But our way to do. Nothing that we do is normal. Sometimes when we want to do things, it was not necessarily right. As much as Parliament planned the People's Assembly, we did our work. We went for the performance agreement, we went to it. So everything we can deny. I would deny if we were taken somewhere and that didn't help the community. So also the responsibility. We've got a plan, we've got annual plans, we've got Turkey and on and on. We don't want other people to come after the committee of a panel of those people. Never. We talked about the objectives of the country. The other countries they talk about the presence of them, you know, the European people talk about it. We've got our own thing that we've been saying against them. Those who are from other countries don't know that they're talking about it. Then that's the big part of it. Then the big part, I'm just trying to outline the ABMC. The big part is the priority of the country. And then we're going to integrate aspects of it for them to improve on our report. That actually talked about, we actually come up with some social culture. The big part of it, we did an intensive evaluation of all a lot of things of the findings. The work that we've been doing in terms of the couple of the workshop, the work that we have on our report, the annual report, analysis. But now, the issue that we are discussing right now are the shortfalls in terms of the implementation of budget, including the outline of those areas. For example, starting with the issue of food delivery. On the issue of food delivery, once you think about food delivery, you know, once you think about the carbon thing, that's part of the developmental thing. How do we deliver? Is everybody within the country? How do we get our developmental thing? How are we going? Once you think about it, just quickly, everybody will immediately remember about the local government fines and so on. The fine doesn't matter what it is, but the art fine, which is a sign of engagement. And at the same time, we think we've got 16. We've got, you know, well, it's just the government is supposed to. It therefore doesn't mean that it shows the answer that we're going to have to do the fact that other people think of it. Our infrastructure and so on. I mean, we're saying we can look because we went to Ghana, some of us, we still want to go to Ghana. Compare Ghana and us, maybe we're fast. You know, so the analysis is that sometimes our people might not appreciate those students because they only see what they have and they think about what is nice to them and what they want. But we don't run that. This parliament, that what goes well in fun. Specifically, we need to know that don't go well. No, and then to look at the cash, the gray areas, the bottom line. So that is what must inform our budget. And therefore, in terms of the issue, our area will largely, we think we're doing well, sure. We think the stability in the country as well. You know, people are not so sick. We were having a lot of criminal activities. We think people are a little bit scared now, so long like before. Yes, we've got other things that are going to complain, yes, which impact on particular for the state service. Development of the monitoring system, monitoring and evaluation. We want to have the whole system want to see public service commission implementing chapter 9, section 1, 22, and I'm sure they will also want to go take their convention at number 7, yes, it was confirmed by other people that the government in the monitoring and evaluation unit so that they don't find the good play in terms of how that's like that and what they think. But there should be, in my opinion, there should be a lot of investment of money in terms of us getting the insights of how government is doing. So that when we are sitting here, we inform people by that report, impact of government, not the television. So if there's a lot of money that's being in the tool, that will access the whole impact. They can collaborate with government. That's how they collaborate is another aspect. But, you know, in summer, not so long, we had a meeting when we had the Department of Education presenting the HRC, and the public station operation and the budget for government, public station. We are, as the community knows, that's what we presented to the big. In fact, higher education was much better because we had an understanding of the teacher. But I think that this department did, frankly, you know, and that's what I'm not inconvenient to them. Frankly, they said nothing. And that even apart from financial aid, it's difficult. That's why we call the program of agents, of medical patients, of whatever, because that's true. I mean, if it's the case for anything that seems to be our benefit. It was a huge disaster. That it looked like we're not clear what wants to be within the public space and as we said in terms of sales development. And therefore that's why we must invest thinking, we must subsidize plans, you know, because the country's ready. So let's just link up there to not stop playing. Sure, frankly they did that and they admitted themselves that that's the reason why they're part of the room. Those are serious things, you know, for us to think they should invest money, not only putting it in terms of playing about it, but do something. We can't just go down the drain, we can't bring our major issues. So that's why I'm saying we can look for all the evidence in terms of what we see when we go over there. So what kind of the things we match? Okay. Yes. Okay, now there's one thing that I actually just left when we talked about issues in the syllabus. I talked about the many 20 sites, and when they did the presentation, we had where they say they've got a cooperation with COPTA on other things. And I don't know what I did ask in terms of myself, what does it mean? You know, what I'm not saying. I know that we're still going through a question about the similar approach. What I know is that they therefore call for that similar approach in terms of saving in terms of the government operation. But I'm not very sure when they start to work with local government, how far do they work? How do they coordinate with COPTA? How do they use what do they call it as well? In the future, what is around? I'm sure honorable members can assist me that because I have to leave and I never had an only responded to me. And to me, when I hear out in touch, because it's part of calling for that cooperation and collaboration with the humanitarian department. We have to call a bigger task with that senior. That's why it's important for us for the team that you see now. Hope that I believe in this last time we're going together. Now, the last, the other issue is corruption. And measure the government. Finish the government, finishes the budget of government. Enriching individuals rather than doing what is supposed to happen. It's a measure area. You know, we don't want them to invest any more on 16 strategies, whatever. We want the practical implementation of promoting corruption. You know, so corruption is also one aspect, and I talked about the interesting strategy. You know what, the other issue that while you were talking about issues, you know, what that one falls also within the interesting issues, it's unbelievable, and you know, it's ridiculous that we can't implement even this less percentage of government. So, and if it is crazy, very shy, and it should be shameful for ourselves. It's part of this control. That's what it means, the massive investment in terms of what we can do. We say, I mean, it's actually the biggest thing. Biggest. It's a standard. And it doesn't look like we are in the same as ridiculous. You know, what makes it so important? One, the CPSI, etc. the other issue that is coming, which we talk about, our people are not conscious in terms of possibility. They don't even appreciate what government has, government doesn't really have a plan of consulting the people of what they have, what can they achieve, how they can do. Part of it may be because the treatment centers are not functioning properly, nobody informs people that are positive. Those are major, major issues that we think they didn't get for the kind of thing. Once we talk about the independence of the institution, and we have some institutional clauses, and we don't really have the respect that is there. The budget of collapse and not in the country. We have national, federal, finance. Having a hospital, you know, they see this CFO forum. What are they doing? They don't talk about the university, they talk about. And it's annoying that we can talk about those things over and over again. In some of the members, I thought maybe based on the work that we've done and what we're looking at, we think that there are areas that we think they must invest more in those funds, and we have to use people when they do have money. You know, and if there are any environment, if you don't know, if you continue our efforts, and you know, and then putting a proper system to the world. Thankful that the central system is holding loose proper statistics now. It's definitely can work well, but surely as a system, we want to see the system of government going up and better. We want to appreciate when it's fine if they work for longer in the fund, but really, what we want to do is to make sure that they can collapse the local government. And that's where we are especially concerned. That's why we even think that all methods are being admitted of everyone in the human parliament. And we think about the women who can have people that are sharing with all other people who are doing over time to know that you've got pointers here and all the right pointers to use to highlight them and make sure that everything is what they do over time. They deal with them, generalize them, and make sure that it's tied to those other people that are in the industry. They do the right thing from our side. Because they never affect the market.
Want something from government. Yeah, I think that we should be not just that. I don't know if we want to talk about the corruption you have raised.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I mean, when I did the budget speech this year, raised the issue of corruption and money. More money should be spent on it because they've only spent 24 million rand in the department on it. And now we've had this report now that 30 billion rand is now the number that's been run around the media about how much corruption is happening in government. So now it's disproportionate. We really need to put pressure on the department to spend much more money on dealing with corruption, because if you look at it, the tiny amount of money of that 24 million rand, half is spent on basically wages. So it's only 12 million rand on wages. I mean, the people who are really, really corrupt and very, very rich could just buy the whole corruption unit. I mean, fundamentally, that's what really could happen. So we really need to put some serious pressure with our recommendations, as much as we possibly can, on the department to allocate more resources to this, because it seems that other departments are looking at this department to deal with the corruption in their department. And with only 24 million rand, and 31 is less than a million rand per department per annum. You know what I'm saying? It's a very tiny amount of money that we're spending on a huge amount of corruption that's happening in the public service. And we really need to emphasize how important it is to allocate the right resources, the right personnel to an effective anti-corruption unit that can just be the foundation now. In 5 years' time, it will be 50 times better, but unless we do it now, it could just be the same old thing, 20 million rand a year, nothing. There won't be as many breakthroughs as we possibly could achieve.
No, I want to agree with Honourable Williams as far as corruption is concerned, Jess. But I think that this new integrity framework should be part and parcel of the corruption.
Yeah.
I think that's where we should stop.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. under the MS, I think we're still free to do some contribution.
And then for the second aspect being the draft legislation.
table in that column. Can you be specific as a skill and knowledge? All do the specific naming properties that want to be
specific. Because I don't have the
you don't have.
But I think only part of the CSA is the integrated public service, whatever.
Oh, but
yeah.
Why don't
we,
you know, because
that's
the issue. Part of the whole integrated public service, but we don't, maybe that's the difference, huh? But we need to be specific on the
seamless
approach.
Seamless
approach
to local government. And regarding the time, I can't remember what they
said. It's the correct
amendment. Yes,
the way we send it is not
correct. It's the public management amendment law.
Yes, that's the seamless
approach.
But
you know
what?
I think we have a general term on local concept. We don't want to say we know what they want to do. Let them bring it the way it is, then we can be able to take that from there. The way we conceptually, we can tell people, and I think let's speak to the similarity as well. The doctor has that line, we can solve and make a very fast program. I think I agree with how we can do that. We'll move that way. So, meaning that now, we're starting to move on with knowing where we can kind of. All of these issues, we've got so many issues under that are part of this, the seamless approach we want. There are so many issues that there now in line with the oversight that we've been doing. And therefore, it will assist us to pull the issues that we've already identified so that when there's a discussion, maybe what we need to do, again, if you can assist us pulling those aspects, also raise other people and remember those issues. That once they discuss about this, which has if that is covered with us, then you know the ones that have done. So it means we've got major issues with the turnaround, you know, and we've had the aspect of turnaround from the people for us and of the public speech. And then the next week of the 2nd of November, that's where we'll be getting a briefing by the Community Law Center on the African Review Material and Monitoring. This is the AMP project, Independent Assessment of Government Reports in terms of implementation of the APR, view from the civil society. Okay. We have taken that on board, but we are definitely here. The department should know that we also need them to be here. Because they never put the APRM report so that we can be the one we have to have both groups so that we go along with our understanding. We haven't done something since the work that has been done previously by the staff on the APR. And what we attempted to do is to show it some other time, but it required the whole parliament. And every time we're fighting. Okay, that's for the 2nd of November. On the 9th of November, we're going to have the briefing by the Minister for Public Safety and Administration and the Minister for Finance and Public Safety. Oh, and the Minister for Public Safety, and that meeting I'm talking about. On the Public Safety Act and on the PSMP. So So we've got that. We'll have to test the work now. We'll see before the agenda. But for both ministers, the other one is taking part from the Public Safety Administration, and then the other one is taking part from the PSMP, but not just talking about the end, but the issues like the accounting. The accounting of accounting sectors, the should be the accounting officers and the great authority and the great is their great and what is they started the control and what is that for us, what makes them start doing it and start the things I agree because I really believe that it should it's got a lot of involved in it and therefore want to know based on the last understanding that I've been On the 16th of November, it will be written by the Public Safety Commission on the state of the Public Safety Control and other public safety control schemes in town. That will be interesting also for the first time we've got an over IT understanding of how they're trying to do it. We know that it's a challenge in their time. They still need our support. We're always going to come ask you on them, but we need to see how best can they use you on them. And also, today have they pulled the collaboration, have they started to implement the tool, they also presented to us to be on the site. And it will be interesting for us to actually give them credit for us to get that for a team.
The State of the Public Service Report, I asked the chairperson of the PSC last week whether we can receive that before the media gets hold of it. We must demand that. They say that they send it to the office of the speaker, is that right? So we must get that report before it goes to
the media. Then the point is, we need to really include, especially on the tree alert, we need to talk to them.
Can I request that it puts a one in our pigeonhole? One of the. Thank you.
Yeah, I think all the regular wish that it's done that. Okay, and then the 23rd is the briefing by the minister in the presidency for the national team on the plan condition for the country. We've never had that briefing. Last time we had a condition program and we had to take them out, we also lost a lot of valuable. But they really asked, we're leaving the policy to go through, but they were leaving later, they could come by the country. And they therefore started to take it and fix it, and therefore we could do that.
Chairperson, I just wanted to say, I received a call from the Lion of the Office of the Minister, but the Minister has not been late, I think that they were not late, because it's cabinet, and I don't think it's the last cabinet. Airport yesterday.
Gracias.
Consider and adopt the outstanding committee minutes and report on the 30th of November.
Yeah,
together with that, I've got to drive 800 kilometers to adopt some minutes.
No, I understand it. Yeah, your point I understand it, but like I said, I don't think it is the only minute.
Right.
We might have some reminders who already have been taken in the street.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's funny. Really, it's saying fun. Yeah? What? No, I think we should stop doing this because it's really fun. But also, maybe you will fly ahead. I only remember when I wrote this that we do not have our children here. Because it's very time to think. Our children will be there.
Thank you.
Thank you.